From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Monday, July 6th. Coming up, state legislators and law enforcement are raising the alarm about gray wolves in the North State. We'll have more on a new self-defense bill at the state capitol.
Also, West Nile virus has been detected in Butte County, though no human cases have been reported so far this year.
And the city of Reading is looking for a new police chief, with interviews expected to take place this week.
California is sending crews to help fight a destructive wildfire in Colorado. Governor Gavin Newsom announced over the weekend that the move returns the favor for Colorado's help in battling the 2024 Park Fire, which started in Chico and burned through Cohasset. Cal Fire is deploying 15 engines to the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado. The Denver Post reports the fire has destroyed hundreds of buildings and forced thousands of evacuations.
Assemblywoman Heather Hardwick of Alturas is pressing the state for more help for North State ranchers losing livestock to gray wolves. At a Sacramento press conference last week, Hardwick said ranchers are absorbing losses while spending more time and money on keeping wolves away. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife helps ranchers with deterrence and livestock compensation, but Hardwick says those efforts are underfunded and insufficient.
Our California Fish and Wildlife employees are doing what they can, but they are being asked to respond to a rapidly growing crisis without the staffing or the funding that they need.
Siskiyou County Sheriff Jeremiah LaRue attended the event. He said lawmakers from urban areas may not understand the magnitude of the wolf problem or how it affects ranchers.
Right now, our rural communities are being asked to carry the burden of a wildlife management strategy that is not working for Californians, CDFW, and the species they intend to protect.
Hardwick and other lawmakers and officials are backing a bill, AB 1722, that would create a self-defense protection under the State Endangered Species Act when someone uses necessary force to protect people from immediate harm. The bill passed the Assembly and is now in the Senate.
In other local news you should know, West Nile virus has been detected in Butte County for the first time this year. The Mosquito and Vector Control District announced last week that two groups of mosquitoes tested positive for the virus in the area of Dayton and Nelson. No human cases have been reported. West Nile is transmitted to people and other animals through mosquito bites. Officials say the virus has been detected every year in Butte County since arriving in 2004. Since then, more than 300 residents have been infected. 12 have died.
Meanwhile, an Oroville teenager last week admitted to involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of his 14-year-old friend. The Butte County District Attorney's Office says the boys were playing with a handgun in a bedroom last month. The teen told officers he threw the gun on a bed when it went off. Prosecutors say experts found a bad trigger and hammer modification that could have caused the gun to fire that way. The teen remains in juvenile hall ahead of his sentencing on July 22nd.
Chico police have identified the bicyclist killed in a North Chico collision last Thursday as 78-year-old Michael Gowdy of Chico. Investigators say surveillance video shows Gowdy riding east on Ryan Avenue Thursday morning and entering Cohasset Road without stopping at a posted stop sign. Police say Gowdy collided with the right side of a vehicle. Officers say the driver was licensed, driving near the speed limit, and did not cause or contribute to the crash.
The Reading Police Department will be under temporary leadership over the next few months. This comes after former police chief Brian Barner retired last week. The city says three police captains will rotate as acting chief through August. An interim police chief will then take over until a new chief is hired. Recruitment for the permanent role closed over the weekend, and interviews are expected to begin this week.
And finally, in state news, lawmakers advanced a fireworks oversight bill last week on the one-year anniversary of the deadly fireworks warehouse explosion in Esparto. Democratic State Senator Christopher Cabaldon represents Esparto. He says his proposal would require licensed fireworks businesses to disclose where they're storing fireworks, verify they have local permits, and expand oversight of storage facilities.
These are important reforms to assure that the state and local failures and gaps that led to that helped to contribute to the explosion in Esparto do not happen again.
The bill cleared the Assembly Local Government Committee and now heads to Appropriations. It was approved earlier by the State Senate. And those are your headlines for Monday, July 6th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a good day.